Have you ever noticed that almost every general aviation panel upgrade conversation ends the same way? Somebody says Garmin, somebody else says Garmin, and then you write a very large check to Garmin. I'm Vector on Clear Direct, Radio Hangar, and today I want to talk about the company that has been quietly refusing to let that monopoly go unchallenged. Avidyne, specifically the IFD 550. This segment is supported by AviationSoul.com. They make aviation challenge coins that mark the real milestones in your flying life. First solo, private pilot, instrument rated, CFI, the whole journey, beautifully made and built to last. Check them out at AviationSoul.com. All right, let's break this down. The Avidyne IFD 550 is a hybrid touchscreen and knob-driven GPS navigator designed as a slide-in replacement for the old Garmin GNS 530 and the 530W. That last part is critical. Slide-in replacement means you pull the old unit out of the tray, put the new one in, and you skip the most expensive part of any avionics upgrade, which is ripping out your panel and rewiring everything. Same tray, same wiring harness, same antenna connections. Your shop still needs to do some work, but you're talking about a fraction of the installation cost compared to going to a completely new system like a Garmin GTN 750XI. Now, why does this matter? Because the installed base of GNS 530 units out there in the general aviation fleet is enormous. Garmin sold tens of thousands of them starting in the early 2000s. They were the gold standard for IFR-capable GPS navigation for over a decade, and a lot of those airplanes are still flying. A lot of those owners are looking at panels with equipment that works fine mechanically, but is starting to show its age in terms of features, screen resolution, and database support. So the question every one of those owners faces is this: do I spend $40,000, $50,000, $60,000 gutting my panel and going full Garmin GTN, or is there a smarter path? Avidyne's answer is the IFD line. The IFD 550 sits in the middle of their range. Below it, you have the IFD 440, which is the smaller form factor replacement for the GNS 430 series. Above it, you have the IFD 545, which adds some features. The 550 gives you a 5.7-inch diagonal display, which is the same physical size as the old 530, but now it's a high-resolution touchscreen with a sunlight-readable display that honestly looks gorgeous in the panel. Here's what most people miss about the IFD 550 versus the Garmin competition. It's not just about the screen or the slide-in convenience, it's about the interface philosophy. Avidyne built what they call a hybrid control system. You can tap the screen, you can use the knobs, you can mix both at any time. There's no mode where you're locked into one input method or the other. Why does that matter? Because turbulence. Because gloves. Because the moment you actually need your GPS the most, your hands might be shaking, the airplane might be bouncing, and a pure touchscreen becomes a liability. Garmin acknowledged this same problem with the GTN series by adding knobs back to the G models after years of going touchscreen only. Avidyne had the hybrid approach from day one. Credit where it's due. The IFD 550 supports LPV approaches, which means lateral precision with vertical guidance, the GPS-based approaches that give you near-ills minimums at airports that never had an ILS to begin with. It does WAS, it does airways, it does holds, it does procedure turns, it talks to your autopilot, it will drive a GFC 500 or an S-Tech or a Century or a King autopilot through its built-in interface. It plays nicely with traffic systems and with ADS-B in. It has built-in Wi-Fi for database updates and for streaming information to and from tablets. And it has something Avidyne calls FMS flight planning, which lets you build and modify instrument routes the way airline pilots do, inserting waypoints, direct to segments, and approach transitions without starting over from scratch every time you change your mind. The data tells an interesting story when you compare pricing. The IFD 550 retails for somewhere around $12,000 to $13,000 for the unit itself, a Garmin GTN 750 Xi, which is the closest competitor in terms of capability, runs around $17,000 to $18,000. That's a meaningful gap. But the real savings are in installation, because the IFD slides into the existing tray, shops are quoting installation times that are dramatically shorter. You might save $5,000 to $10,000 in labor alone compared to a full GTN swap that requires new trays, new wiring, and new panel work. So the total cost difference can be $15,000 or more. On an airplane worth $150,000, that's 10% of the airplane's value. That matters. Now, I wouldn't be doing my job if I only told you the good parts. let's talk about the honest challenges. First, market share and ecosystem. Garmin dominates avionics the way Apple dominates smartphones. When you buy Garmin, everything talks to everything. Your GTN talks to your G5. Your G5 talks to your GFC autopilot. Your GFC talks to your GDL transceiver. It's a walled garden, but it's a beautifully integrated walled garden. Avidyne has to play in a more heterogeneous world. They work with a lot of third-party equipment, and most of the time the integration is solid. But you will occasionally find edge cases where a particular autopilot or a particular transponder doesn't handshake as smoothly as an all-Garmin stack would. Second, software maturity. Avidyne has been refining the IFD platform for years now, and the current software is genuinely excellent. But earlier versions had some rough edges. Pilots who bought in during the first few years remember firmware updates that were more frequent than they wanted, and occasional quirks in the user interface. Avidyne has earned a reputation for listening to their customers and iterating fast, which is admirable, but it also means the platform took time to reach the polish level it's at today. If you're buying one now, you're getting the benefit of all that refinement. If you bought one 5 years ago, your experience shaped the product that exists today. Third, resale and shop familiarity. This is the ecosystem problem from a different angle. When you go to sell an airplane, a Garmin panel is a known quantity to every buyer and every pre-buy inspector in the country. An Avidyne panel is less universally understood. It shouldn't affect value dollar for dollar, but in practice, some buyers and some shops have less experience with the IFD line. You might have to explain what you have. You might have to find a shop that's specifically an Avidyne dealer for service. In major metro areas, that's easy. In more remote parts of the country, your options narrow. Fourth, and this is important for anyone thinking about a new panel build rather than a slide-in upgrade. If you're starting from zero, if you're building a completely new panel, the case for Avidyne becomes more nuanced. The slide-in advantage disappears because there's no existing tray to reuse. At that point, you're comparing raw capability, and Garmin's deeper ecosystem and broader product line give them more flexibility for a ground-up installation. Avidyne shines brightest in the upgrade path, where you're modernizing an older panel without tearing it apart. So where does the industry stand? For years, the general aviation avionics market has essentially been a monopoly with an asterisk. Garmin owns something like 70 to 80% of the retrofit navigator market. Avidyne is the biggest asterisk. They're the only company with a credible, certified, IFR-capable touchscreen navigator that competes head-to-head with Garmin's flagship products. And that competition matters even if you're a committed Garmin customer, because monopolies breed complacency. The reason Garmin added knobs back to the GTN C line, the reason Garmin keeps pushing features and lowering prices on certain products, the reason Garmin pays attention to what owners actually want in a navigator is at least partly because Avidyne exists and keeps pushing. I talked to several shops that install both product lines, and the consensus was interesting. They said the pilots who do their homework, who actually sit down with both units at a trade show or a demo, who fly with both interfaces, those pilots split about 60-40 in favor of Garmin. But the 40% who choose Avidyne are often the most enthusiastic owners in the hangar. They feel like they found something the crowd missed. And when you look at customer satisfaction surveys from groups like the Avidyne Owners Community online, the loyalty numbers are remarkably high. There's also a philosophical dimension here that I think is worth a moment. Avidyne is a smaller company. They're based in Melbourne, Florida. They've been in the avionics business since the late 1990s. They make their own primary flight displays, their own multifunction displays, and their own navigators. They are one of the very few companies in general aviation that offers a complete integrated flight deck that is not Garmin. When you buy Avidyne, you're voting with your wallet for competition in a market that desperately needs it. That doesn't mean you should buy an inferior product just to support competition. But the IFD 550 is not an inferior product. It is a genuinely excellent navigator that does things differently than Garmin, and in some cases does them better. The hybrid touch and knob interface is better in turbulence. The FMS-style flight planning is more intuitive for pilots who think in routes rather than waypoints. The slide-in installation path saves real money for the largest possible upgrade market. Is it perfect? No. The ecosystem is smaller. The shop network is thinner. The resale story requires a sentence of explanation. But for the pilot who owns a Bonanza or a Mooney or a Cessna, with an aging GNS 530 and wants a modern IFR navigator without mortgaging the hangar. The IFD 550 deserves to be on the short list, not as a consolation prize, as a contender. The avionics market is healthier when more than one company is building great products. Right now, Avadyne is the company making sure that stays true. Sources for today's segment came from Avadyne's published specifications and product documentation, pricing data from multiple avionics shops, and owner community feedback from several online aviation forums. More at RadioHangar.com. I'm Vector. Fly with good data. And don't let anyone tell you there's only one option.